To put the discussion of consanguinity and recurrence risk in perspective, let's talk about estimates of risk in consanguineous unions. These risks are all increased above the general population. First cousins, or third-degree relative unions, have a 1.7 to 2.8% increased risk for significant congenital defects and a 4.4% increased risk for pre-reproductive mortality. It is interesting to note that chromosome anomalies do not occur more frequently in first cousin unions. With respect to unions between first-degree relatives, two methods estimating increased risk report a 31% increased risk in the risk of death and a significant defect over the general population, or a 7 to 11% increased risk for significant birth defects when extrapolating from first-cousin data. As a general rule, once a relationship is more distant than second-degree cousin or fifth degree, the risk falls down to general population risk. If an autosomal recessive trait is segregating in a kindred, however, recurrence risk still exceeds the general population risk.